Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Jacqueline. Aphrodite is off again tonight, and she is on location in West Palm Beach, Florida, but is working, so unable to be here tonight. So I have brought my friend Amy in to help us out tonight. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, Jacqueline. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. That's a good thing. Glad to hear you're doing great. Happy Sun in Sagittarius today. We finally have that shift, and most of the planets are out of Scorpio and into Sagittarius, that fire abundance of energy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. A little lighter, a little freer, a little bit more adventurous.
Absolutely. The adventure is always the fun with Sagittarius. I like that it brings in a lot of comedy and humor, a lot of, you know, you can find a little bit more of a lighter taste to that heaviness of the Sagittarius.
Yes, you're not thinking so deeply. You're just laughing out loud a little bit more. Perhaps we're laughing before we're thinking.
It's good, because right now with Saturn conjuncted and the Sun now in Sagittarius conjuncted, it really brings a flavor of a little bit more of a discipline, a little bit more somberness to our lives, a little bit heavier of a ness to really find what our soul being is doing at this point in time. It's just a little bit heavier and a little bit more self-righteous.
Well, it's kind of like putting on your winter boots before you step out in the snow.
That's a good analogy there.
You know, I mean, your boots are heavier, a lot more so than our flip-flops here in Florida. But, you know, you still have to, you have to put on the right things in order to step out on your adventure.
That's right.
And be prepared.
Very much so. Very much so. Absolutely. So what do you think of this conjunction, Amy?
Well, I think it gives us the opportunity to really see where our guidelines are, you know, the boundaries that we have, but it also allows us the ability to sort of step out of, outside of the box, and gives an opportunity to look at the things that we want to learn more about, to expand and to grow within the range and limits that we have, you know, to be able to work within those things, and at the same time free our minds a little bit more towards our higher ideals and goals that we would like to bring into our world.
Absolutely. And we're seeing that all around the world, that there are shifts and changes. Sagittarius really is strong in your religious beliefs and your dogma and routine and your faith of what you believe in and what you stand for. And this is one of the reasons why right now we're having these issues, is because Sagittarius presents that I must take a stand. I must make my presence known of what I feel is right spiritually or with religion to be done. And with it's sextiling Mars and Libra, people are really striving for that balance, to find a balance that we haven't had of that injustices that have been going on. So people are making more of a stand for justice and more of a stand to try and rebalance those injustices.
Yeah, absolutely. And how they fit into those relationships intimately and throughout the world. I mean, we're looking at so many different facets of that, and people are having many different thoughts and outspoken, you know, words of what their real beliefs are.
Yeah, correct. But with that Neptune squaring that conjunction, it really means that we have to have more faith and believe, and not be the warrior,
not
be
caught in
the
illusions of the judgments as well.
Absolutely, you're right on the mark with that one too, as well. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
it's like,
so, go ahead.
No, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But, no, breaking free from those illusions of judgments and really finding that place where we can find that balance and get along with one another and work out the greatest, you know, benefit for ourselves and together as a whole human race and planet.
Absolutely. Because of that Mars sextiling it, that's the one-to-one basis that's taking and humanizing everybody. And instead of it being, oh, we're going to do this and blow up this, it's we're going to reach out to these individuals. And really, it gives us the opportunity to see humankind as an individual and see the beauty of how we can join together to really make a good reality and break that illusion of war.
Absolutely. You're so right on that.
So, we have a board that is so full, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Instead of chatting with you. It's
okay.
It's all, I guess we should take some of these calls.
Absolutely.
Okay. 828, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm okay.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Amy.
Did you have a question for us tonight?
Could you give me some, help me with some more insight on the situation with my dad?
With your what, hun?
My dad.
Your dad?
Yes.
Well, and here again, right now, and that's what happened is that the sun went over your Uranus, and now it has passed over it. And so you're working on this relationship with your father. Remember that it's a process, okay? It's not going to be healed overnight, okay? Because right now you're turning towards looking at your values and beliefs and what is right in the situation with you and your father. And what I have to say is that there's a growing process here to understand both sides, because that Mars that I was talking about, that sextiling all of that, is conjunct your Saturn, again, that father figure there of yours, and looking to rebalance that father figure. Okay, so again here, what I'm trying to say as far as what I would suggest with him is to look at it, you know, understand that what his perspective is, it doesn't mean you have to agree to it, but to let it go and know what's right for you is what I'm going to say about that. What do you think about that, Amy?
Well, I think it's a matter of really making peace with yourself first, with who you are, with where you are, and finding that place inside your soul. Because when you step outside of, you know, the normal reactions and relations, then you have an opportunity to look at him as the perfect soul that he is, kind of exactly the way that he is, without any expectations or needs to be anything other. You just get to see him perfectly the way that he is without the attachment to it. So it's finding that peace within your own soul, with your own emotions, on that aspect and that level of relating to him from looking at it in a different perspective. And I think then you have a place to step on the path to work with him in a new way.
Now, what was the relationship that me and him had in a past life? And it's kind of confusing because he wasn't the one that gave birth to me. You know, he's not my, like, really my biological dad. He was, like, supposedly like my grandpa that raised me. So it's kind of confusing in that aspect, too, because my real biological father is still alive, but I don't have any relationship with him, but he's still, his energy is still a part of me, but I don't have any relation or talk to him. He's not really interested.
Right.
And then I got,
right,
you know, my other dad.
And here again, so, you have a Mars at Gemini in your 10th house of the father. You would have two fathers, okay? That's what was meant to be. But your 10th house, your house of father, is ruled by Taurus. So it's really there for you to learn from both of them about your personal values and beliefs, okay? Again, your Saturn is in Libra, so you have to come to that balance as far as knowing what your expectations of a father is and what truly is the reality of the father that you have. Okay, and find the beauty in that. That's really where it is. I'd like to see, do you have his birth, time, place, and date? Because I'd like to see in his chart if it comes up as far as what your past life together was.
March 13th, 1940.
March 13th, 1940?
1940, yeah.
And do you know the time by chance?
Yeah, 12:36 p.m.
And what city?
Leadville, Colorado.
Leadville?
L-E-A-D, like lead pencil,
okay.
But Leadville. Because I try and remember in my mind, try to use my own intuition or whatever, but it could have been anything, you know?
What time did you say he was born at?
12:36 p.m.
Okay, well, let's take a look at him and see. Oh, that's so interesting. He is so your father, it isn't even funny.
Mm.
He has, again, I talked about the Taurus in your 10th house. He has the same.
Right.
Okay, you two have a strong conjunction there. And that's, you know, his Mercury, his Moon, his Mars, his Uranus is all there. All for, you know, so here again, you two are so father and daughter, even though biologically you aren't. So let's see here where he falls in on your chart. Wow, that's interesting. He was a guide or a teacher of yours, is what he was before. It's almost like he was a priest and you were his apprentice. Something to that extent is the life I'm picking up here. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
So the biological dad that I have here that's still alive, is that like what's what I'm looking for? Lost cause, or is it like...
It's letting go of the illusion for you. I really sense and feel that it's letting go of the illusion of the ideal that perhaps you have in your mind about what he should be or should not be.
Well, it never was. And they were both, like, horrible and hateful and, like, really abusive to me. Like,
let me give you a story about my father. My father was not the greatest of individuals on this earth, okay? As a child, he was. If it was this day and age, my siblings and I would have been put in foster care, and my parents would have been put in jail for what occurred. Okay.
Right.
But he was highly abusive, and an alcoholic on top of it. And as a child, you know, I had to struggle with this, and my siblings had to struggle with this. And as an adult, my journey was to learn and expand and grow and figure out what was going on. And after my first Saturn return, I had a really strong understanding. And I came back. My father had moved away. So I was driving cross country, and I came and drove to his place and visited him, and I hadn't seen him for over 15 years. And I was very much at peace with myself and the understanding, and I allowed the abuse to go through and understand that that was not something that I would carry. And when I got to his house, I embraced him with love and respect because he was my father. But there was nothing really I said after that. And we sat around as, you know, I was, you know, polite and talking casually. And we sat around and talked, you know, and he did most of the talking. As the evening went on, he started coming up with all these things that were excuses for the inappropriate behavior that he did to us children as we were young. And he actually sat there and gave me a justification in his head of why he did what he did and what it meant to him. And to him, it was a different perspective. What he wanted to convey is he wanted us not to fall into these traps. So he was the one that was going to teach us by doing these things to us so that others wouldn't, okay, is basically the essence of what the story is. And I felt a great deal of compassion for him at that point in time, hearing how painful it was and how much he contemplated and how much it weighed heavily on his head. And so what I'm saying to you is that I know the abuses are there and they've been there with these, but the healing process is to allow it to move through, to understand that by healing yourself and saying, yes, that was in the past, but this is who I am today, and not allowing that to harm you anymore is where you're going to find your peace and where you're going to find your answer to this.
Because I did fall in those traps because I chose men just like my dad and went through this same thing over and over and over and over again.
I married my father. Go ahead, Amy. I married my father is all I'm saying. So I so understand where you're at.
But that's where when you rise up and that sleeping part of you awakens, you let go of those things and allows the joy. Without the depth of the sorrow and the pain that you've been through, you can't experience your greatest joys. And that relationship with your father is an aspect that truly, if you deep into your soul, you have the ability with the moon and Scorpio in the fourth house and Uranus there, you have the ability to totally transform and change those emotions that you've buried deep within you, those wounded places, and literally rise up out of the ashes like a phoenix and call into your life the beauty and the joy that is your birthright that you deserve. And find the peace with those father figures and to let those things go and to break the mirrors of the illusion that are in front of you.
Okay.
Thank you. You have
good
that
luck,
ability.
Danielle.
Know
try
that
it.
You have that.
Work on it.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Good luck. Take care, Danielle.
Okay.
Okay. 805, where you're on the air.
Hi. I'm just going to go in the other room where it's quiet. My name is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
Donna. Have you called in before?
No, uh-uh.
So, okay.
Can you hear
me? What's your birth date?
April 22nd, 1954.
What time were you born?
I have you.
2:50 p.m.
And that's in Long Island?
Uh-huh. Have I called you before?
Okay. Yes, you have.
Oh, okay. It's probably been a long time then.
It probably has. I didn't remember you. So,
and was
did
it
you have
Donna
a question
or
for us tonight?
My name's Donna. I just wanted to know,
Donna.
You know, there's two things I am trying to bring into my life, and that is more money and a relationship. Those two things have been pretty much my focus. My health I have under control. I'm doing very well with that, and yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at that and see what we can see.
Thank you.
Are you involved in a relationship right now?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Seems like there'd be one coming in from the staff.
Well, I was in a relationship 7 years ago for 8 years, but he passed away. And since then, I haven't really had anything. I don't know.
Well, the reason why I'm saying this is Jupiter has gone into your first house, and Mars is there right now. But Mars is in Libra, so that means the inclination is around you for a relationship, and that relationship is around you. Amy was picking up on the South Node being in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships and partnerships, so somebody from your past could come back to you as well. This doesn't have to necessarily be that, because it's really the bottom line here is it's making you, because your Venus is transiting through your second house, it's making you really look within your own personal values and beliefs at what you want as far as a relationship is. I'm going to give you a suggestion since your seventh house is ruled by Pisces as far as relationships are concerned, because I think you're a little too on guard and you're a little too hesitant to get out there is what I'm picking up off of this. Before you go to bed, I want to suggest to you that you stop and you think and pray and go, look, I want to see my soulmate. I want to see who my mate is going to be. Okay, and every night you say that. If you dream him, he will come. You will open up that door because your seventh house is ruled by that Pisces energy, and Pisces is your dream time. Pluto is in your 12th house, and that's where you shift things, is in your dream time. So shifting that energy could be as easy as doing that to take that block away. What do you think, Amy?
I think you're right on that, and really discovering, like, write out your soul list. What do you want in that partnership? What does your ideal mate look like, act like, and how does that match up in that partnership with your personal values and beliefs? Put those things down and do as she said at night before you go to sleep, and you're going to start to bring that forward. You're going to bring that into manifestation into your life right now.
Yeah, oh, I'll do that.
As long as you're really clear about those things that you want, because it makes you take that deeper look inside yourself. Okay, what is the greatest fit for me? You know yourself in the depths of your being, in the core of you, and how is that partner going to, you know, match that, another whole being with another whole being. And what is that whole being? What qualities, what characteristics, what traits does he hold that you desire and want to match up?
Okay. Yeah.
And does that make sense? Mentioned money?
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned money, correct?
Yes, I did. Yes, correct.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm on disability, but I, in the past, I've been very lucky. I won a car, I've won money, I've won trips, and so I kind of depend on my luck with tournaments and raffles and things like that, and I would like to work part-time, maybe taking care of the elderly, something like that.
Oh, that would be good. And as far as that's concerned, since that's a natural pattern of yours, I'm going to say this, that Mars transit is going into in about 2 weeks, that Mars transit is going to be into your second house of your personal finances. This is the time where that Mars gives that action to be able to create more money. Okay, I would like to see you doing something humanitarian or something like that, like being in a helping out in a nursing home or something like this. I would like
or
to
even in hospice.
A little bit of that, or even in hospice. Any of those humanitarian things would work really well as a part-time basis for you, and I think it would improve your health as well. But for the immediate future, again, I think you have pretty good chance of drawing in some money by your own personal efforts, by putting out that effort over the next 2 months, literally. What do you think, Amy?
I agree. I think you're right on that. And that aspect, because you're going to find when you're relating with those with people and following that aspect of what you really like and you enjoy to do, I think then it's going to find its way. It's going to find its way right to you. Even, like I said, like I just see you working even possibly in some form or aspect within hospice. She said the nursing home, it's a similar aspect that you're giving of your time and your energy and your caring to that, which will benefit you as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll look into that as a volunteer.
Well, even
and
as
you
a
don't
part-time
know what...
job. Even as a part-time job, I think right now with Mars going through your second house, it wouldn't necessarily have to be a volunteer thing. It could be something that you could get paid for. So again, I don't want you, thrusting your life completely at a 40-hour week job here, but something that can give you just a little bit into it and get your feet wet. 10 hours at 20 max would be the most I would do in a week. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if that'll work with your disability, then and it can work for you on that.
Yeah, I think they allow you so many hours per week to work. Yeah,
then that would be perfect.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Wonderful.
Okay.
I will. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. 856. No, that's 857. You're on the air. Sorry. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
857. There.
Oh, now I can hear you. Hello.
Hi, ladies. Happy Sunday.
Yes.
Happy
Sunday.
And okay. Who are we speaking with?
Sure. This is Kita.
Kita. Have you called in before?
I have.
What's your birthday, Kita?
January 30th, 78.
What time were you born?
2:33 p.m.
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yes.
I have you. And what is your question for tonight?
So I wanted to know about how Saturn's moving into my sixth house, and so I wanted to take a look at that.
Okay.
What are you doing for a living?
What am I not doing is the question. Right now I'm in marketing. and advertising.
And your question
like
you wanted to know was what are you...
How this is what I need to be looking for, how this is going to impact me over, like, the next 2 years.
Well, and the reason why I said that is because a lot of people I find it with the same configuration with Sagittarius on the 6th house cusp and Pisces on the 10th house cusp fall into advertising, okay, and go in that realm. I think that you could do something more passionate, something greater to a passion that would work towards more of your personality than what you are. Okay.
Yep.
And with Saturn moving in there, there's two things that are going to occur. First of all, it's going to test you on whether this is really the right career or not for you. Okay.
Okay.
And that's the reason why I'm telling you what I'm telling you. Okay. And it's going to be there for, it's going to be there for about 2 years, year and a half, 2 years. It's going to be in that sixth house. So realize it's a, you know, it's a distance and it's duration here. Okay. The second thing it does, which is a positive thing, is it opens a door for teaching and training and learning something new, okay, and learning something to experience what that Mars and Cancer of yours really wants to do. So this is the ideal time to learn something new, learn a new trade, a new skill, something that can bring you passion in the long term, because I think that it's going to put a certain amount of temperance on the on your job that you're doing at this point in time. What do you think, Amy?
Yeah, I think that you're right on with that. You know, accepting the help from another that comes to play and being able to delegate the authority that's within your scope and your range of what you really want and letting go of any of the fears that you might have pertaining to it that are blocking you. So that go ahead.
What I want to do is I want to have multiple streams of income. Like, that's my goal. But the first one, like, I want to stay in marketing and advertising. I just want to do it for myself. So I want my own agency.
That would be good.
And then the other one is, you know, learning a new skill is that I'd like to launch an online business, something that's going to generate some.
Great!
That's excellent.
The issue is that I need the money. So I'm like, how do I get the money to start this up? So I'm like, okay, I know Saturn was here. I know Saturn stayed for 2 years. And I also know Saturn in the sixth house is about just everyday work. But how can I work this transit to my benefit? Because I know what I want to do. Me knowing is not the issue. Me getting the funding so I can do it is
your
startup capital.
Well, your Sun and your Venus is in the eighth house. So accepting the help from some another outside source is not far from reach.
Okay.
So
she's so right on the mark with that. I'm going to tell you this. You have a Mercury in Capricorn, and that's what's holding you back. Okay? You were so made to have your own business here. Okay? But the thing that you're holding you back is that you're looking at the grand scope of things. You're looking at the bigger picture of the things, of how am I going to start this conglomerate business. You're going to put one foot in front of the other, okay?
Yes.
You
don't
are
let your
a saleswoman.
Fears get in the way.
You're a saleswoman. Sell it, okay, as you go along on a day-to-day basis. This is what I'm doing. You have the excitement. Sell it. Getting donors is all by you just being you. Amy said your Sun is in your eighth house. Eighth house is other people's money. You have a natural attraction to attain other people's money. It's not going to come. You want this foundational startup nut money. That's where you go, again, back to the internet. Okay? If you want, I would start there. and work at a small shell of a fund and build it up from there. You're great at social media, you're great at social advertising, and so it's a day-to-day process. You keep narrowing it down with the Mercury and Capricorn that it has to be done in an organized manner. It has to be done out of the box because you're out of the box. You're not the same as anybody else, and you're so unconventional it isn't even funny. Okay,
but here's the thing with starting with, I have tried other people's money. The problem is when you deal with other people's money, yeah, I have the brain power, the know-how, they want to be in control. And so it gets into this weird power struggle because they don't want to just sit back, invest into my vision, and let me make money, and then afterwards I can either buy you out. Half the time they don't want to be bought out. Second off, it's just this weird, funky thing that keeps happening. They don't want to be bought out, but they don't want to put in the work. But they want me to do all the work while they sit back and make all the money because they're making the monetary investment, which is why I was like, saying to myself, why don't I just screw other people's money and figure out how to get my own capital? Because I have been trying for years. Maybe it's my energy.
Again, you're not looking at the social media situation. There's lots of sites out there now for starter businesses to go GoFundMe type business. Okay. And
okay.
They're not looking, these investors, and you're not looking at the specifics of it, that the investors that you're looking at are the wrong direction. Again, change the perspective of the Mercury and Capricorn and look outside of the box. Go to different places where it's just entrepreneurs who want to invest in businesses, not that they want a say or a part in it. Okay. There's a lot of different sites out there that you can look at this and think out of the box, okay? Because you keep going in one direction and it's not working, but you're just looking a different direction and you'll find your answer. You really will.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Just delegate your authority to a different place and know that you have the luck. You're industrious. You have the ability to create the victories that you want and need in your life.
It just feels like there's this dark cloud, like Saturn.
Then break out of that fear.
I'm working past the fear to get to a place where it's like, okay, I can have this. I can do this. I'm not in fear
Perfect.
Of that. I'm just frustrated. It's not even fear. It's more frustration. Okay. So check out social media, some crowdfunding.
Step outside of the box, expand. That's where Saturn comes in Sagittarius, moving into your sixth house. It has its own formulas that you have to work with, things that you have to work with in that box, but it's also bringing you to think outside of it so you can expand and grow from something different that you haven't had before.
Okay.
Okay.
It will come.
Okay.
It will. That's the one thing. Keep your eye on the ball. It'll come. Just keep saying there's another way and turn and look at another way. That's it. Okay?
Don't keep going
the same path.
Yeah, I'm trying not to go the same path because I keep bumping my head up against the wall where it's like, okay, yeah, it's a great idea. We'll invest some money, but one, we don't want to be bought out, and two, we want you to do all the work while we want to dictate and tell you how it gets done. No, that's not how this works.
You'll find the right ones. You'll find the right ones. You just need to step outside and look at a different place to find it.
So there's
and
also
know
one
that
thing,
it'll be there.
That it will. There's one last thing that I want, and I know that you have to move on, but Saturn in the sixth, does this deal with health and health issues as well?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
That usually requires an exercise routine or regimen. Okay, so that's what you're going to end up going to as far as your health is concerned, is some kind of exercise routine. And I don't mean going to a gym. Sagittarius is the nature lover, okay? So what it's requiring of you for your greater health and what works for you as far as your health is concerned is getting out into the natural terrain, whether it's a park, a beach, whatever you would like to go to as far as a natural terrain, and doing your exercise there, It doesn't have to be some kind of heavy-duty bodybuilding or anything else like that. It could be as simple as walking. But it's the oxygen intake that comes from that expansion and growth of being out in nature.
Okay. And if you don't have a dog, maybe take one of your friend's dogs for a walk with you.
I'm not an animal person, but I can do cats, not dogs. All right.
All yeah, right, you ladies. Choose large animals, not small animals.
Right.
Okay. Well, take care.
Thank
good
you so
luck.
Much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. The next one I know. 561, you're on the air.
Charles.
Cindy?
Charles? Yeah.
No,
I didn't know
Charles.
I didn't know Charles was there. He's there?
No, he's not here.
Oh, okay. I keep hearing about health. Is Sagittarian in my chart?
Hi. What is your name? I'm not familiar with you. Jackie might know you, but I do not.
My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. I'm Amy.
Yeah, I met you one time.
Oh, okay.
This
When's
is Cindy
birthday?
Revis.
Oh, okay. What? I remember now.
Yeah.
I remember
it's
now.
It's October 17th.
Right.
October 17th, 1933.
Yep.
1:30 a.m.
Right.
In Boston.
Right.
All right. Excellent.
And your Sagittarius energy is in your fourth house. It's not in your sixth house, by the way. So.
And what does
but
that
all
mean?
Of this is, well, what that means is that. Right now, it's transiting over your Mars and your Venus. So there's a certain amount of repression and suppression as far as when we're talking about as far as your home and moving, okay? Where your home is becoming more challenging to deal with or to work with at this point in time, okay? And
okay.
It's going to show those aspects to it.
What do you mean by that? Go ahead.
Well, it's not going to serve you anymore, okay? Slowly but surely, your home is not going to be comfortable for you. Again,
okay.
We've talked about this. You're going to have to move.
Yeah.
This is the reason
yeah.
why is because we've been watching this energy, Aphrodite and I have been watching this energy coming into your fourth house and moving and starting to move through it. Now it's embedded into it, okay? But I know,
mm-hmm.
and I did get your phone call. I haven't answered it yet because it's been a busy weekend. But
yeah.
I know what you're looking for as far as your health is concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand why she's saying that. Your memory
yeah.
loss, I do feel there, again here, there is a challenge with your memory at this point in time. I do think that it is diminishing. Okay. I do think
okay.
it does need to be addressed. But I don't know that it's dementia.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I wish Aphrodite was here tonight, and I am going to ask her. That's one of the reasons why I didn't get back to you yet, is I am going to ask her to look at your chart because she's my medical expert and
okay.
really clarify that so that you know what tools you need. So I will
mm-hmm.
be doing that when I see her tomorrow and talking to her tomorrow. But
okay.
while we're here, let's get Amy's opinion on all of this.
Well, as far as the house goes, as far as the moving goes, take the risk. Don't be afraid of it. There's other higher guidance that's there backing you up, guiding you, that's looking out for you. Even if you can't see it, touch it, feel it, or sense it, it's there. And I know it's a little bit emotional. also say that about the house, but it's going to be for your higher good. And there's little things that you can do as far as your memory and things like that go that will help you making like little lists or reminders, little aspects. Like sometimes we all have different stumbling blocks that we have to go through, and then sometimes it's just a matter of working with what we have and utilizing and bringing in sometimes some new tools to make mm-hmm. things a little bit easier and not getting weighed down by any of the anxiety or the fears that come about from the differences or the changes. So mm-hmm. adjusting to it in a more peaceful and loving way, like loving yourself through the subtle changes while making the accommodations that you need to. You know, some people need to use a cane at a particular point in their life, and it's uncomfortable, and, you know, they're not used to it. So
she's chuckling. That's what they're suggesting for her, too, as well.
Yes. But, you know, I know that's a tough part, but you look at it like, I'm this wise woman here. This is my tool. Moses carried a staff, and each of the etches in it marked the different things that he's learned and accomplished within his life. And the different, so it's an extension of you. And our perception of how we view them can mark how we move forward with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, and certainly if you do need to use a cane, then make it one that's you. Make it an extension of yourself. Make it an mm-hmm. extension of your power, of the beautiful, wise woman that you are. And if it's marking down, having a special book of your list and things that you need to recall or remind yourself of or to have that you carry with you in your purse or that you have on your counter, use them as tools, and how you think of them will move you forward in a more beautiful and peaceful and joyful way.
I understand.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. It does. It does.
Yay! Because you have that, and it's right there for you.
Yeah.
Design
My daughter
it.
Says she didn't buy it to put it in a closet. Well,
ah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to use it. Okay. Thank you.
And if you want to, tie a feather on it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, make it your own.
Yeah, okay.
Have fun with it.
Will do, Pam, will do.
Oh, good.
Thank you, ladies, very much.
Okay.
All right.
We will talk with you soon. Take care. I'll put you back on hold. Okay.
Yeah, please
Bye.
Do. Thank you.
She's such a lovely woman.
Aw.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one? This is an unusual one. This is a 111111 number. Right? And we never know what it is, whether it's Skype or a block number or whatever it is. So it's always a variable.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Okay. So 111, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, my name is Brandy. I've called before.
What is your name?
Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
Yeah, and I was just curious if y'all could look at my chart. I've been feeling really stuck and stagnant for a while, and I was curious if y'all saw anything in it that would point to why.
Is that January 27th, 1977?
Yes. That's me.
Okay. January 27th, 1977, 1:27 p.m. Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, let's take a look at you. Let's see what we've got. What are you doing for a living?
Right now I'm in between jobs. I was an underwriter.
Well, are you looking at something new or something different to go into?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been doing some kind of course study or something, vocational work or something like this to learn about something new?
No, not yet, no.
Well, it's time, honey. What do you want to do when you grow up?
I've thought about a couple of different things, but, I have a bachelor's degree. I'm not really wanting to go back to school, to be honest.
Well, this would be, and what I'm talking about is, that's like when I said vocational or something like this, is this because this could even be something of training on the job or something like this, but learning a different profession. It's not necessarily that you would be going back to get another degree. I don't think that would be, I don't think it's necessary. You're very quick. You learn things very quickly. You're highly independent. So I wouldn't suggest you going back to get some kind of degree and go through that discipline. You're well beyond it. So that's not the concern. It's more the concern of what direction you choose to go as far as your work is concerned. And there's so many different variables here of what can bring you joy and passion that is the reason why I say, what direction are you looking at this point in time?
I've been kind of interested in getting into buying, like being a fashion buyer. I've wanted to do that for a long time, and it's a little hard to get into. But I'm trying to be realistic as well.
Well, is there a boutique or
Yeah, there are. Mm-hmm.
There are different boutiques that you know of. That's something that, you know, perhaps you can even find where you'd be able to kind of put your foot in, you know, and start seeing where that might be, you know, where that would lead you to, you know, following the different, you know, possible different, even your intuitions that might guide you, like, ooh, I feel a pull towards this place. And you never know. You just step in there and see what comes out. If there's a course that you could even take, you know, that might give you a little step up into aspects of that business or avenue that's part of the vocational, you know, work that you could do at this time, while you found, you know, that while you're working in that, perhaps like that,
right,
that arena, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I'll check into that.
Well, yeah, I do think Amy is on the right track as far as a boutique is concerned or something like this. I think that's a real good practical application. And what I would look at, because you're really good with foreign affairs, your taste is not just an American taste. It's got that greater European taste.
It is. Yeah, that's true.
And to bring that into a specialty boutique and to have that expertise of that eye for that specialty type boutique to transform and change it. When you see in one of these places that they're carrying something that, you know, you could actually make the, you know, show them a better array of materials and things like this for their boutique, I think you'd be very good at it. And I think that that's where you just need to put your foot forward. I think it'd be great, especially if it had a European flair to it. I think that's where you're looking.
Okay, great. I'll check into that then.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, good
luck. Oh, thank
luck.
You. All right, thanks.
Excellent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you have a good night, and give us a call back and let us know how it works for you, okay? And she has dropped. So my whole board just went blank.
Oh, okay.
You never know what's going to happen as far as this board is concerned, but it just dropped all the calls, including her. So good luck.
Wow, good luck. Yes, indeed.
Well, we're almost out of time as it is anyhow.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I guess it was divine timing for the board just to drop everybody. That was just really interesting. I don't know how Aphrodite does, again, she's much better and adept at knowing what this board does than I do. So. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, Amy, for a reading, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, my telephone number is 772-485-7022. And I'd be available to reach me on that.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I can be reached at 772-286-2720. And Aphrodite, who will be back next week, can be reached at 540-400-0110. We're here to help you, guide you through anything, and show you a different perspective that can get you back on the right track. That's what we're here to do, and that's what we're dedicated to do. So we'll see you next week. Have a good night.
Take care. Many blessings.
Thank you, Amy, for showing up and helping. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. It was wonderful to be here. Thanks so much.
Good night.
Good night.